And now, Coast to Coast, overnight, AM, PM, FM. To call, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you're west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you're east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. Do you know where you are? 1-800-449-8686. It's 906. Do you know where your kids are? 1-800-449-8686. If you live underground, if you're a hermaphrodite, if you're diabetic, if you own a late model Lincoln, if you're a redhead, if you enjoy sushi, if you're an American, if you're contemplating suicide, if you're suffering from sinusitis, if you're thin, if you're old, if you're with child, if you shoot pool, if your name is Steve Miserac, if you like me, if you like my voice, if the sound of the enormous, huge Liberty Bell-sized balls that I have to create a voice like this turns you on, liberates and lubricates you, dial the 1-800-449-BOO.
And good evening, and welcome. What a night we have in store for you. We are going to be talking to General Johnson Jameson from his Foundation's World Headquarters in Sherman Oaks, the Brigadier General Johnson Jameson World Headquarters Building. And tonight we will deal with the paranormal. Really want you to get in on this. You're going to enjoy this immensely. We have some things and some sounds, and we are going to perform something live on the air tonight that I think you're going to find very interesting. And so I really said get it. First, friends, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, how many times have you said to yourself, boy, I sure wish I could drink my own urine? Well, now it's possible. Thanks to Peenemann Enterprises, you can. Introducing our new Urine to Lemons. Get it? Urine to Lemons. That's right. Change your urine to lemonade. Just pee right into the urine processor, add sweetener, and maybe a little sweet and low, and in a matter of seconds, you have delicious lemonade-flavored urine. How this will come in handy during the Y2K. Okay, I can't even begin to stress. You like something cold to drink? You can drink your own piss with the new Urine to Lemons. Urine to Lemonade here from Peenemann Enterprises. Now, for the first time in your life, a long-time obsession. I know that, of course, in my home, we have long asked ourselves, boy, I wish I could just get right into that bowl and start drinking. Well, now you can with the new Urine to Lemons from Peenemann Enterprises. New. Don't forget to check out our website, www.openupanddrink.com. And General Johnson Jameson is on the line. He is in his bunker complex at the General Johnson Jameson Worldwide Headquarters in Sherman Oaks. General Johnson Jameson, so very, very good to have you on the program.
Thank you very much, Art.
So, something has happened out where you live, and it is bordering, unlike so much of what we talk about with you, this is bordering on the paranormal, isn't that right?
Yes, it's. Let me explain what's happened out here, because I'm still shaking. I'm still shaking from what has happened. I was in the kitchen using my new Peenemann Enterprises Urine to Lemons lemonade maker. I had just gotten done taking a good, healthy leak into the lemonade maker. And I decided, well, you know what, I just had dinner, I better go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and at that time, not only was it, and I don't want to be indelicate.
Please, we need all the information.
Right. Well, I did have a bowel movement as well. Now, I left the bathroom and came back to the Peenemann Enterprises Urine to Lemons lemonade maker, took a nice healthy sip, and I was on my way back to the living quarters here in the General Johnson Jameson Worldwide Intergalactic Headquarter building here on Ventura Boulevard. You follow?
Yeah, I'm following you. And I want everyone to go to the website. You can see a picture of General Jameson right now drinking his own urine. That would be on...
Yeah, that's on SATCOM 4, Dish 5, Sector 3, Satellite 12, Intergalactic 4.
All right, if you can see the streaming video, if you'll pardon the pun, the streaming video.
Ah, Christ, I love you so deeply.
All right, so let's continue. So you're walking back to your private headquarters, to the private residence?
Yes, I'm walking by the private residence. And suddenly, as I walk by the bathroom, I take a deep breath, and oh, man.
What was it that you experienced?
I will tell you right now, Art, there was a stench flowing out of that bathroom. It was unmistakably otherworldly. There is no other way to put it. The stink that came out of that bathroom was not of this earth. And I realized, due to my work with the United States government, not only with the covert, with the company, as well as the Defense Intelligence Agency, but as you know, I worked for 20 years with Naval Intelligence, and I had used the laboratory there. I had never smelled anything like this. I realize now, and this is within the last 2 hours.
Can we mark our watches? So you went into that bathroom and had a bowel movement at what time?
That would have been 2 hours ago Pacific time, making it 7:12 Pacific time.
7:12 Pacific time, that would have been 10:12 Eastern time, and that would have been 9:12.
Yeah, 9:12, 8:12 pound time, right.
Okay. You then walk by, and...
I walk by at approximately 7:45, and the stink coming out of that... I'm still shaking. The stink coming out of that bathroom was it was just wild. So I got on the phone with a friend of mine, Bud Creeley, who has done a lot of work. And here's what we found out.
All right, here this is the interesting part. I want everyone to listen to this.
We believe now that there is something paranormal living in the lower reaches of my colon.
Unbelievable, General James. I mean, I have known you for some 20 years, and this has got to have you... It's got to have you scared.
I'm scared, but I'm exhilarated, because this is the closest I've ever come to actual possession. Now, while I am not completely possessed, I think it's safe to say now, Art, that my ass is possessed in my lower colon.
Your ass is fully possessed?
Absolutely, yes. And what I thought I would do, and I'm keeping, I'm very...
How are you doing? How's your blood pressure? Are you all right? This is a shocking development.
No, I'm fine. I'm going to be all right. I've kept the demon in the lower colon. The demon is in my ass now, but I will not allow it to obviously to enter. I have...
Has the demon spoken to you?
No, but obviously, I got to open a window in here because it's...
So it's speaking in that manner?
That's absolutely correct. The demon in my ass is not friendly. I want to make that clear to all listening, including Bud Creeley over at DIA. It has made itself known.
All right. What we are going to do is take a break. And
Would you do me a very big, big favor, please, Art?
What would you like?
Please don't go into your break playing a Thelma Houston record. Ah, God! Yeah.
This is the CDC.
All right, what if? Shoot.
And when we come back, we will hear more from General Johnson Jameson about the fact that his ass is demonically possessed. And we'll find out what he's going to do about it.
I'll tell you one thing, this music, it'll make me let the demon out.
This is...
Yeah, I know, the CD, whatever.
Coast to Coast, overnight, AM, PM, Mini-Mart. On The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8688.
This is The Phil Hendry Show, Coast to Coast, overnight, AM, PM. To call Art Bell, call...
All right, I've got it. Just,
Well, I mean, don't you want me to...
No, I really would rather you not. Good evening, and welcome to Coast, overnight, AM, PM, Mini-Mart. And we have General Johnson Jameson on the line, and we're going to return to him, and something... incredible is about to happen this evening. General Jameson, you heard him. His lower colon is possessed by a demon. He, earlier this evening, had spent a fair amount of time in his bathroom. He walked by the bathroom. The stench was unmistakably otherworldly. He believes his ass is possessed, and we are going to be talking with him about that very, very shortly. But first, friends, from Peenemann Enterprises, how many times has this happened to you? You've drunk a 12-pack of beer, and now you're ready to puke, but you're not ready to leave the party. Introducing the new Peenemann Enterprises Puke 2000. Feel free to blow chunk right through the strainer into the handy fluted beer glass, and voila, you're the life of the party all over again. Perfect for New Year's Eve, perfect for Y2K. Remember, Peenemann Enterprises, the new Puke 2000, and I can't tell you how handy this will be for me this coming New Year's Eve. Just having the peace of mind of knowing that when I go down into the bunker complex after Y2K and urban rioting ensues, I'll be able to vomit right into a strainer and drink my beer. Not once, not twice, but three, four times. The new Puke 2000, you from Peenemann Enterprises. And let's get back on the line. We have General Johnson Jameson from the General Johnson Jameson Worldwide Headquarters in his apartment in Sherman Oaks. General Jameson?
I'm right here.
Tell us what is going to happen. We can watch this in streaming video.
On the website, as I told you earlier this evening, I had gone, had two fish tacos, went to eliminate, and wow, it wasn't too good. I tried to light a box of matches in there, and
no effect?
Absolutely no effect at all. That's why I thought, okay, all right, let's calm down. Let's try to calm down here. You went to the bathroom. It stinks to high heaven. You lit a whole box of matches. No noticeable effect. Your colon is possessed by a demon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what are we going to be hearing and experiencing here, General Jameson, here in the next few minutes?
I'm sorry, say this again?
What?
Could you say that again?
Yes. What are we going to be hearing and experiencing, General Jameson, over the next few minutes?
Well, I don't know what you said, but what we're going to do here is I've called up a friend of mine who knows he has cocktails with a priest.
And so you have called out for a priest?
Yes, I have. We're going to perform, and hopefully, and I pray to God, and I'm not a praying man, but of course I realize now that something paranormal is living in my colon. The priest is going to have to perform an exorcism on my ass.
I understand.
It'll be an analism.
Yes. Is the priest there yet, General Jameson?
No, he's not, Art. He's late. I called him earlier and... Well, hold on. That might be him right now.
Hello, Father.
How are you doing tonight? Everything all right?
No, it's not going too good.
I hear your ass is possessed. Call it out to me. There's no problem at all. I'll see what I can do. Say, have you got a drink in the place at all? Don't mean to be a bother, but, you know, man's mouth gets a little dry.
Not at all, Father. There's a bottle of J&B there over the refrigerator.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, nice cozy place you got here. We'll get that good damn demon out of your ass in no time. Don't you worry about it, okay?
Yes, Father.
Now, what is going on, General Jameson? We are overhearing the Father.
What is your name, Father?
I'm Father Billy. You can call me Father Will, call me Father Willem, call me Father Gwillem, whatever you like. People come from the old country. Father Willie.
Father Willie is here from the parish. And
now, what is this about a demon living in your butt?
Yes, I...
Did you tell him what the problem was?
Yes, I did. I placed a call to the parish, and I said my ass is possessed, and they immediately sent a priest over.
Well, don't worry about that, General, because I'm well-trained in the art of analism, so don't worry. Well-trained in the art of the ass.
Well, I feel... I'm scared, Art.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. What you're about to hear is an exorcism on our show. This has never been done before. Let's listen.
All right, just go ahead and lay down there, son. Lay down, face down, that's right.
Well, I'm scared.
Don't worry, your ass is in good hands.
Well, that's great.
All right. You comfy? Yeah, just don't get cute, okay? I'm not going to get cute. Everything's going to be fine, son.
I don't like laying face down with a priest around.
You'll have to remove your pants.
All right, my pants are coming off now.
Hey, not bad.
Watch it, okay?
Not a problem. The power in me compels the demon out of your ass. Go away, demon. Go far, far away. Go away. Could you mind if I get another drink?
No, no, go ahead. Get the bottle out of the kitchen, for Christ's sake, if you got to keep going back and forth. And
What is going on now, General Jameson?
Art, what's happening is the father went to get another drink. I'm laying here with my pants off, face down on a table on a Friday night with a priest in my apartment. So,
you feel good?
I feel great.
All right.
The demons are apparently parched, so I went to get myself a drink.
That's fine, Father. Please get the demon out of my ass.
I had spread.
But I'm spread all the way.
Spread!
All right, Jesus.
By the power in me, vested in me by Mother Church in Rome, I order the demon inside of your ass out. Out, demon. Get out, demon. Come on, you big damn... That's got it. Oh, man, what are you eating?
Forget... Well, I'm sorry.
Well, Jesus, man. Light a match in here. And the demon is out.
So the demon is out?
It's out, yeah. Get out of here and take the bottle with you, you bum.
Goddamn chili maker.
Well, whatever.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Fascinating. Pardon me.